Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy. Hi, man.
Oh, sorry, I was asleep.
Put your pants back on, dude. What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel confused. I'm lost.
How's your headache? Did you like that thing I gave you?
I'm hungover as fuck. But you know what I do is I drink whiskey to balance me out.
So that works. Yeah.
That's something I learned from a fellow
savage, total savage. Guys, Project Sapient midweek roll call. Thank you to our supporters: Havoc Journal, Live Boston 617, Vector Shields, Gym Junkies. We love you all. Thank you so much. So what do we got?
So today, we are going to give our attaboy, to a Tuscaloosa police sergeant. Oh, my God. Rita Marie.
There you go.
Thomason.
What, did you think you were going to fuck that up?
Dude, I've had way too much to drink, and it's
Rita Marie Thomason.
Yeah. Oof. All right. Well, hopefully I did not mispronounce any of that.
Stop it. You did fine.
Well,
all right, tell me about Rita Marie. What's Rita got going on? Hey, Sarge, what's Rita Marie got going?
Did you just call me Sarge?
No, she's a sergeant.
Oh, police. I was going to be like, dude.
Dude, even if you were a sergeant, I'd be like.
All right. So this is about an individual, female, Rita. Her name is Rita. And it starts off by saying this article actually by Police One. This was posted yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, so it was brand new. So written by Sarah Kalems, if that's how it's.
You were doing fine, and then you said her name and just fucked it all up. We're sorry, Sarah. God.
Okay. Anyways, so a little over 4,300 miles from New York City, Rita Marie was living at a homeless shelter in Alaska.
Jesus.
She just turned 18 and was awoken suddenly by someone in the shelter shouting, "Hey, Rita, pack your shit."
Wow. No shit.
Wow. You know, so right off the bat, it goes into this amazing story of this woman and talking about at 18 years old, being homeless, living nearby, a homeless shelter. And she walked to a nearby theater in Anchorage. And it's unbelievable. So this was September 11th, it looks like.
Yeah.
And September 11th occurred, and she was homeless at the time up in the World Trade Center. Not at the World Trade Center, in Anchorage, Alaska. And she saw the planes hit the Twin Towers.
So someone just said the Twin Towers just got hit by an airliner.
Yes. And you know, from right then, she vowed to herself that she would make a change in her life so that she would do something. Because, like all of us, we were stunned.
Yeah.
You know, her immediate reaction wasn't like the others. She was surrounded by in a room. Instead, she was becoming frozen in a state of hysteria. And she started counting how much money she had saved up in her head.
She wanted to become one of the helpers.
Exactly. She saw the firefighters and officers and anybody else running towards that, and that inspired her. So one thing though, Rita, just one thing. You're originally from Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
go ahead, Ivan. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
You know, I have so many stories about people from Pawtucket. They hold a special place in my heart. Some of them have gotten the governor's notice, even though that doesn't exist.
We just lost everybody in Rhode Island, bro.
It's all funny. It's all funny. It's all funny. It's because, you know, where I work, I'm very, very close to Pawtucket. And, Yeah. But anyways, so
just keep going.
So you were born in Pawtucket, or you were originally from Pawtucket but grew up in Alaska.
It's kind of a big change, right?
I mean, talk about completely different environment. You know, it looks like her dad struggled with alcoholism, gambling. Yeah, mom struggled with mental illness. So she had a rough upbringing. You know, so the reason why she was becoming one of the helpers, you know, with her last remaining funds, she bought a bicycle to get a part-time job at the theater in Anchorage. Imagine that.
That's insane,
your last
man.
Bit of money, you buy a bicycle. So you're able to work.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because as much as I hate people, there's so much fucking beauty and so much drive in people.
I know. Actually, this reminds me. I call this my work eval moment, and I'm actually gonna play it for everybody because this is how I feel.
What do I gotta do
when I go? No, I'll just put it right at the mic, and it's gonna be you're gonna realize how I feel most of the time. If it plays, it's not gonna play now. You know why? Because your internet sucks.
Hey, I don't charge you rent for the internet, all right?
Kidding. I'm just kidding. So, there we go.
I don't enjoy it. It's not an enjoyable experience for me, and I don't like any of you.
What the fuck is that from?
I don't know. I just found it, and you know, the caption is, "My boss, how come you never look happy at work?" And you know, that's typically my response.
Well,
that's so, you know, I don't like any of you people. So
savage.
So in 2011, she became a police officer with the Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa, dude, take the bottle away from this kid.
Tuscaloosa Police Department. For 3 years, she was a burglary investigator, but quickly realized she wanted to become a sergeant.
Why?
I know. I know. She went ahead, took the test. I went ahead, took the test, and then went from my awesome day shift, weekends off, holidays off, position to the midnights.
She joked. Why is she joking about that?
Well, that really
nothing
happens.
Wrong with midnights. Well,
here's the thing. She basically what she's saying, she had a cushy gig.
Oh, okay.
Took the test and then got fucked. Okay. that sounds just about right.
Where have I heard that before?
No, that sounds, you know. So it sounds about right, you know, the way it works. So I mean, talk about amazing. You know, it's a very long article that, you know, it goes into her whole story. But I really want to, the thing I want to highlight is she's also a racer.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
That's badass. What do you mean, like a professional racer?
Well, it looks like, you know, on a police sergeant's salary, racing, even amateur racing.
She probably makes some money doing it.
She says it's not cheap to maintain. I wouldn't doubt it. And there's a picture of her next to the vehicle that
Miata.
She drives, whatever it might be.
Still costs a lot of money to fix these things up.
Yeah, and you know, she says she overpaid for it. So you know, whatever. So it was, she said it was super intimidating, but it was what it was. And she had so much fun, you know, and she has so much fun doing it. And I mean, talk about amazing fortitude for her. I mean, going from homeless to finding a calling, a mission in life.
Dude, it's fortitude. But again, I am not surprised by it, because I'll say it again, as much as I hate fucking half the population, the other half, I absolutely love the fire in people.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
From starting businesses to never quitting, never giving up.
No. Working 100 hours a week.
She could have given up.
Oh, yeah, she could have.
Just her upbringing was, it from what she says, was shitty.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't learn how to drive a car until she was 23 years old.
And she races now.
And she races. Yeah. So she took all the buckets of shit that were given to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it into fucking gold.
Yeah. So sometimes when, you know, working on this job, you hear these whiny, bitchy, frickin', I can't work, the workforce is too stressful.
Right.
I actually heard that as an excuse on why someone doesn't work and collects disability and whatever else.
Mind
and,
you, assholes like me have four jobs.
Yeah.
I haven't had a day off in five fucking years.
Yeah. I've got friends. I've got a real close friend. He works 100-hour weeks.
Right.
You know, and very, very successful and loves what he does. But the dude doesn't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't sleep anyways, but dude doesn't sleep.
Yeah, we're the assholes, right?
Yeah, we are.
But the workforce is too stressful.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, there it is. That's exactly what it is. That's all I hear every single dime I hear. It's too stressful to work. And I have family members that say that to me. And you know what? I should send them this article and be like, you know what? Here, read this.
So one thing in the article that's mentioned, right, is she was talking about getting on that, what is it, like a mid, it's not NASCAR, but it's like our car or something.
Yeah, amateur racing, yeah.
She goes, oh man, I would love doing it. I'm working 80 hours a week, but the only thing I got to do is come up with 25 grand.
Yeah.
And she was like, think about that mindset. The only thing I have to do is come up with 25 grand.
Yeah.
She's from a homeless person. Yeah. To, you know, the only thing I got to do is come up with 25 grand. 25 grand is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Right?
Especially for back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So her mindset was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
To come up with that 25 grand.
And I bet you she sacrificed, I mean, she's already sacrificed a lot, but she had to sacrifice even more.
And she didn't sit on her ass and fucking complain.
No.
That's my problem with a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep. Again, why I hate people.
But again, there's the people that you wouldn't expect, right?
Yeah.
There's so many people that are down and out.
Yes.
That come from nothing. I love those stories, man.
Yeah.
People that have hit rock bottom and have been like, fuck you, life.
Yeah.
We're doing this. I've been at rock bottom and I refused.
Yep. I've felt the same way. And the thing is, though, that's the thing. That's the difference. That's the difference with the fire in people is when they refuse to be to allow whatever situation that got handed to them.
It's not going to define your life.
It's not going to define your life. And this sergeant from Pawtucket.
Rita Marie.
Rita Marie, who really showed what the American dream actually is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not super wealthy. Like, it's not about that. It's about going from nothing to something.
No, dude, everything is relative.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you want to be the cop that just does your 9 to 5 or your shift.
Yeah.
And you're living within your means and everything is fine.
Yeah.
By all means.
Yeah.
If you want to be the cop and be the dickhead and have the fucking other jobs and try and do X, Y, and Z.
Why did you point at yourself?
I did.
You did.
I'm a dickhead. Well, I'm an asshole because I'm working my ass off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And how many people are, like you said, you can't say those things because they're going to fucking make me go off.
I like getting a rise out of you.
Yes, you do. Help me.
I like getting your blood pressure slightly raised.
But again, there's nothing wrong. If she wanted to stay in Anchorage, short of her being a leech to society, if she wanted to stay in Anchorage and do nothing, that's fine. That's
up to her.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't blame the world. Blame yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what she didn't do.
Exactly. She that fire in her, she directed it somewhere.
Yes.
And it got there. And what an amazing, amazing story. And I mean, just, I don't, like, I'm almost speechless because it's like, wow.
You know where it gave it to me? When I stopped reading, when it was, I saw what happened on 9/11 and I wanted to be a helper.
Yeah.
Just her saying that, I knew if a little kid says that to me, I know what they're going to do for the rest of their lives.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny. It's you know, she says she's stubborn. Like, well, yeah.
You can use this as an argument on the nature nurture thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she had the shittiest environment.
Yeah.
She had shitty family. And she became a fucking superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah. In her own right.
In her own right. She, you know, nature versus nurture. She used her experiences
to pull her out of the darkness.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing, man.
Awesome.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, well, that's the midweek roll call.
Yes, it was.
And, if anyone knows Rita Marie, Project Sapient 2020 at gmail.com, I want to send her a shirt. Please.
Guys, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.